The Warriors and Trailblazers squaring off in Game 3 in an impressive come-from-behind win in Portland gives the Warriors a 3-0 series lead as Stephen Curry was electric. 5 three-pointers on the way to a game-high, 34 points and 8 assists. Klay Thompson helping drive the comeback with 24 points on the night. Andre Iguodala running the floor and on the attack throughout. He had 16 points, while Draymond Green's energy, 8 boards and 7 assists key is JaVale McGee's power was on display as he had 14 points. And with head coach Steve Kerr not on the bench due to illness, assistant coach Mike Brown leading the charge, and the Warriors rally behind each other, erasing a 17-point deficit on the way to victory. 119-113 the final. Here's Coach Brown in the postgame.
I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a win by our guys, especially after, you know, playing the way we did in the first half. We let Portland get real comfortable, especially behind the arc. And in the second half, our defense picked up. Our guys were tremendous. They followed the game plan. They got aggressive defensively, and it showed in the points that Portland scored and their field goal percentage. But we got great contributions from everybody. I mean, I can go down the line. You know, the young fella, Patrick McCaw, gave us 28, 29 minutes tonight. 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 11 points on 4 of 6 from the field. Our bench was fantastic. You know, obviously Andre and JaVale, they really stick out. But even Ian, you know, Ian had the big and one late in the game. And David, those guys were key for us down the stretch. But at the end of the day, we feel like we can score enough points. For us, it's more about winning the possession game. And, you know, at halftime, we were down in a lot of key areas that dictate, you know, who's winning the possession game. And, you know, with the game ending, we shot more free throws than them. We out-rebounded them in the second half. And then, you know, the turnovers. To have seven turnovers in a game like this was phenomenal. Our guys did a terrific job of taking care of the basketball. But a good effort all the way down.
Mike, were you concerned that your guys would not be able to flip that switch, even though you've seen them do it before, but this is different circumstances?
You know, the things that we were doing in the first half, we've done already. So they were, in my opinion, they were correctable. We talked about it at halftime, and you know, the two biggest things were defensively, you know, make them feel us a little bit. Get up into them, make those guys have to make plays and not shoot behind that arc real comfortable. And then the second thing is offensively, let's move the ball a little bit. You know, we love getting the ball into the post, as everybody knows, and playing a split game. And if we're able to do that, then usually good things happen. And once we started becoming aggressive defensively and got a couple of stops, we were able to get out and run and get some easy baskets in transition.
Did you get a different feel or see a different look from Steph in the second half tonight than maybe other times in the series?
No, I mean, the biggest thing, the feel that I got, I was a little nervous at halftime because when I was walking to the back, our general manager came to me, Bob Myers, and he said, "Hey, we're going to replace you at halftime with Ron Adams because you're not defending." And Ron's going to get the team to defend. And so, you know, like in college, when they substitute the quarterbacks, you know, you got an offensive quarterback and a defensive quarterback, or you got a running quarterback and a passing quarterback. He hit me with that, and I pleaded to the guys that I wanted to coach a second half, and they responded.
Just wait for the microphone, please, guys. Go ahead.
Did JaVale McGee flip that game in mid-third quarter?
JaVale was fantastic. He was good in the first half. You know, and when his first stretch, you know, his pick and roll coverage wasn't quite there, but then his second stretch in the first half was terrific. We played him again in that third quarter, and obviously you guys saw it. He was fantastic, and that's why we went to him down the stretch, because normally we don't go back to him. But his length, you know, his size, his athleticism, we really felt affected the game on both ends of the floor. And so, I thought he was huge for us.
Mike, what does it say about Steph that after struggling through three quarters, he was still able to hit those crucial shots down the stretch for you guys?
I don't even know what Steph was from the field. But I know for sure I wasn't concerned about him or worried about him. He's made big shots his entire life, and you know, sooner or later both he and Klay were going to get it going. I just felt that, you know, we needed to make sure that we defended the right way in order to give those guys a chance to get hot.
Just 7 turnovers tonight. What do you attribute to that kind of output? And then is that the best you guys have taken care of the ball this year with this group?
It ties our franchise low for turnovers in a playoff game.
Yeah, so I mean, it was just phenomenal by our guys. They were locked in that area throughout the entire basketball game. But I don't know if there's any one thing that you can attribute it to, except for those guys being locked in and trying to take care of the ball.
Coach, you mentioned JaVale had a big game for you guys. Did you purposely put him in against the small lineup and not win to match up with Nurkic?
Yes, we did. We felt, you know, especially the last game, you know, the last couple of games, we felt when they went small, we felt JaVale did a nice job rebounding and, you know, obviously catching lobs on the backside when there was dribble penetration or whatever. And so we wanted to try to see if we can get him going, you know, against their smaller lineup. And he did a fantastic job. He did a great job in the pick and roll coverage as the game went along. So that allowed us to keep him out on the floor. And then he gave us some necessary rim protection when we were pushed up into the ball and those guys were on the dribble drive into the paint.
Chris?
Coach, I believe that was a 19-1 run in that third quarter. It was like a span of almost 3 minutes. What did you see in that time frame, and what did you see that got clicking?
I thought our aggression defensively was phenomenal. I mean, we were up into the ball. We were sending the ball the correct way. Our help was always in the right spot. You know, we were challenging shots at the rim. And then we were getting it off the glass and looking to attack. It didn't matter who got it off the glass. They were looking to push, and we had guys filling the wings. So, you know, if there's one word to sum it up, I felt our aggression defensively was off the charts.
Last one for Marcus.
Coach, Patrick McCaw is a rookie, second-round pick. Why is he able to look so comfortable, and how have you seen him grow this year?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons. You know, his dad's a basketball coach, and his dad has done a phenomenal job, I believe, not only raising him as an individual because he's a great person, but, you know, teaching him the ins and outs of the game of basketball. We have some veterans on this team that obviously play the right way, and so with him being as intelligent as he is and him having as good a feel as he has, you know, he's learned from those guys. He's learned when he's sitting. He's learned when he's playing. He's learned in practice. You know, he's learned a lot from the guys around him, and you can see that it's translated. But, you know, again, you give our front office a, you know, huge load of credit for finding a guy like that in the second round, because he's been key for us, obviously not just tonight, but in these playoffs and especially throughout the course of the year.